Hello, bonjour, and welcome to Local First. I'm Candace Vetter, and today I'm speaking with Angelique Iles, who goes by A. Iles, and she's a local author. Hi, Angelique. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
All right, it's our pleasure. Tell us about your book, and tell us a little bit about your writing journey.
Well, Country's Stolen Souls is about 28-year-old Eliza, who is disillusioned with normal life, but with the help of her talking cat, Pal, discovers that she is a witch, and together they're invited into a world where magic is as real as taxes.
Yeah, taxes are very real.
Yeah, but even though all her dreams are coming true, there is a dark force which is threatening to take away the very magic which has given her life meaning.
This is a fairly recent project of yours, I think, right?
Yeah, it just came out June 21st.
Okay, so a little more than a month ago. That's great. And how did you get into writing in the first place?
Well, I had written a book previously when I was in my very early 20s, and as we spoke off air, the first projects are not the best. So I suppose I've maybe always had it in me, but life takes you on different journeys. You end up doing jobs that maybe you didn't think that you would do when you were an ambitious teenager, and that's kind of what led me to write Country's Stolen Souls. It's the story of all of us who had a dream and didn't get to live it. All of us who wanted to go to Hogwarts, but instead ended up working as a receptionist.
Right. Yes, I've been there. I've been there exactly.
Yeah.
So you've published this book through Amazon, and was that a process that was difficult?
There's more work to do if you decide to self-publish, because you have to deal with doing the cover yourself, all your own marketing, getting the product perfect as well as a whole other journey. If you have a publisher, they're going to bring you an editor, and they're going to make sure that the story hits all the right chords. Whereas if you're self-publishing, you're on your own, you have to make sure that you're getting it to the point where you're happy with it.
It's hard not to work without an editor.
Yeah.
Because editors are actually useful people.
Oh, yeah, for sure. If you have the budget for an editor and you want to spend the money, go for it. I was very lucky to have a lot of volunteers look over. I think it was probably the fifth and sixth drafts that I started letting other people have a look. And I was lucky that I had, I think, about 12 people willing to look at the imperfect project and help turn it into what it is now. And so far, the reviews have been really nice. So I think, in my case, the gamble worked. But yeah, if you have the budget for an editor, my goodness, use one.
Why did you go, like, did you try selling it to like the big New York houses first, or did you?
So that's the traditional publishing route is what I tried when I was in my early 20s. And Country's Stolen Souls, I think, is so perfect for the moment that we're living right now. There's a lot of gardens in the book. There's, you know, this disillusionment that I think everybody from 25 to 40 are probably feeling very intensely.
Or older.
Or above, exactly. And when you go traditional publisher, it could be 3 years before the book comes out. And you know, fresh off the heels of the pandemic, everybody loves gardens and plants, and they all have pets now. And there's with the talking cat, Pal, in the book, you know, he's a central character. And I didn't want to lose the moment, you know, it seems like a very relevant story for right now. And the themes as well, I think, are very touching right now. So I'd worry that 3 years from now, after it's gone through the ringer of a publisher who wants it to fit in a specific box to their specific market, it might not have the same magic that it does now.
Right, or it might not get published.
It might not get published.
Yeah, there's always that.
Yeah.
Started writing this, did you join any writers groups or take any workshops or do any of that kind of stuff? There's a lot of stuff online now.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I joined some groups, but, you know, writing is quite solitary experience. Mm-hmm. And by the time you sit down to start writing, you've probably been cooking up your idea for a few months or even years before you've even sat down at a laptop to start writing. The story was already pretty well written in my mind by the time I started writing. So I didn't use those avenues probably as much as I might have. It would have probably helped with some of the issues that I had early on, but I'm slowly working through all those those bumps in the road. And I especially for the marketing, I'm using those resources and finding out what other people are doing, because it's not anything I've ever worked in.
Marketing's hard.
Yeah.
Like, I've worked in marketing. It's hard.
Yeah. So that's the one thing where I really am drawing on other people's expertise and stealing their ideas.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what writers
shamelessly
do. That's our job.
Yeah. So if anybody has a great marketing idea, let me steal it. I'll take them all.
Yeah. No, everybody steals stuff. That's part of what we do. Do you have more books in the pipeline? Are you working on other stuff?
So Kentry's Stolen Souls, being the story of Eliza, she has a 3-book arc. So it's going to be part of a trilogy. And in addition to the trilogy, there's also companion books so that people can have another entry point into my writing without committing to joining a long form story. So the next book that I'm publishing is actually coming out September 21st, and it's called it's called Garden for Magic Creatures. Basically a gardening manual. Instead of birds, bees, and butterflies, you're gardening for pixies, fairies, and gnomes.
Okay.
So it's very much like a how-to, but with a lot of magic. And so far, I've just had one person lay eyes on it, and he said, the thing I really like about this is it could be the only gardening book someone has, and there's still a lot of good information in it. Mm-hmm. So it's really magic-y. There's loads of creatures. There's loads of tangents into the world of leprechauns, but it's also a quasi-realistic gardening manual.
Right. No, that sounds great. I mean, everybody's got the fairy gardens and stuff.
Exactly. These days, yeah. Right? And it's much shorter. So it's really just like a nice little, it's like a little aperitif. Mm-hmm. And then if people read that and they say, gosh, this writing is so good, I wish there was more. Well, hey, there is more. There's going to be a trilogy.
There you go. I like that you're so brazen about your...
sometimes I get doubts, and then I just go on Amazon and I read all the reviews and I go, okay, everything's fine.
Well, that's good if you get good reviews, because it's easy to get bad reviews, and that could be just someone giving a bad review because they don't like the genre, or they don't like a particular character, or they don't like the way that person, the author, looks on the back cover or something like that.
Have you used Bookstagram? Are you on
No.
So it's on Instagram. People, it's this whole huge group of people. They just read and review books and they recommend books to each other. So I sent Kentry's Stolen Souls to multiple of them, like probably 30 of them. Mm-hmm. And they started reviewing, and that is scary because, like you say, I can see they've given other writers 2 stars, 3 stars, and they're very honest. And I've been lucky. I've been getting 4 stars, 5 stars. I take that as a good sign.
Yes. I think.
But yes, I opened myself up for failure there, and luckily it didn't happen.
Okay. And you're local, right?
I live in Osgood, actually.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's nice to have, there's a surprising number of authors who live near this area.
Yeah. We're a smart bunch of people.
There you go. Okay. Well, we're almost out of time. Is there anything you want to add?
Yeah, if you're interested in meeting me or getting a copy of Kentry's Stolen Souls directly from me instead of ordering on Amazon, you can come to the Vernon Pop-Up Market August 13th. I'll also be at the Byward Market downtown for the Ottawa Artisans Market Saturday, August 19th, and I'll be doing a book signing at the Indigo Chapters in the Rideau Centre on August 26th, which is a Saturday from 12 to 3.
Perfect. So this is good timing for you.
Yes. Yeah. This month, everything's happening. Yeah.
Okay. That's great. Well, thanks so much for coming in. We really appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you.
Oh, it's our pleasure. I'm Candace Vitter. I've been speaking with Angelique Iles, who writes as A. Iles, and she has been talking about her writing journey. This is Local First on CJRO Radio, last on the dial, first for local news.